Friday, August 7th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg and is taken from Jeremiah chapter 48, verses 21 through 33. A judgment has come upon the table land, upon Holon and Jahas and Methephath and Dibeon and Nebo and Beth Dilbalathium and Kirakathium and Beth Gamul and Beth Meon and Kiroth and Bozrah and all the cities of the land of Moab, far and near. The horn of Moab is cut off and his arm is broken, declares the Lord. Make him drunk because he magnified himself against the Lord, so that Moab shall wallow in his vomit and he too shall be held in derision. Was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves, that whenever you spoke of him, you wagged your head? Leave the cities and dwell in the rocks, O inhabitants of Moab. Be like the dove that nests in the sides of the mouth of a gorge. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud of his haughtiness, his pride and his arrogance, and the haughtiness of his heart. I know his insolence, declares the Lord. His boasts are false. His deeds are false. Therefore I wail for Moab. I cry out for all Moab. For the men of Kir Haresheth I mourn. More than Jazer I weep for you. O vine of Sibmah, your branches pass over the sea, reach to the sea of Jazer. On your summer fruits and your grapes the destroyer has fallen. Gladness and joy has been taken away from the fruitful land of Moab. I have made the wine cease from the wine presses. No one treads them with shouts of joy. The shouting is not the shout of joy. The Lord humbles the proud. Jeremiah's prophecy against Moab reveals the danger of trusting in earthly strength, wealth, and security. Moab's judgment came because of its pride and its false confidence in its own accomplishments. The nations may build their towers, gather their treasures, and boast in their achievements, but nothing created can stand before the holy God. Yet, the Lord's judgment is not his final word. The God who humbles the proud is the same God who shows mercy to sinners. In the cross of Christ, we see the greatest act of divine judgment and mercy together. Jesus bore the wrath our pride deserves so that we might receive forgiveness in life. Therefore, repent of every false refuge and cling to Christ alone. He is the true fortress who cannot be shaken, Savior who delivers his people from sin, death, and the devil. Amen.